Now we need to convene, commissioners.
Yes.
A public hearing for our budgets at this time. First thing we'll do is allow a forum for any citizen that would like to express their opinion on our proposed tax rates. If there's anyone that would like to address court on our proposed tax rate. Mr. Yop.
My name is Eric Yalik. I'm from Precinct 3, and I wanted to address a couple of things with respect to the proposed tax rate. First of all, it is very difficult for citizens to attend and participate meaningfully in a budget hearing without a proposed budget actually being before us. And I understand that this is intended to be a discussion of the proposed tax rate, but the problem is that under the local government code, the way that it's set up in the wisdom of our legislature is that a proposed budget is to be on file with the county clerk's office, which I think actually happened on July 14th, but there have been revisions to it as a result of your budget workshop. There is no proposed budget, at least as of the end of the day yesterday, on file in the county clerk's office, so this really is a difficult hearing for citizens to participate in. With respect to the tax rate, though, I want to bring to your attention that with this tax rate, our property taxes in this county will continue to rise. We appreciate the 20% homestead exemption that the Commissioner's Court approved, but the problem is that appraisals are still outpacing, and the actual revenue that will come into the county government will increase even with the 20% homestead exemption. At this point, disposable income in the United States is rapidly declining for individuals. In fact, the only sectors where it actually is increasing are health care and also government. Government happens to be one of the fastest growing areas that basically those salaries are outpacing even in the private sector. The reality is, as private citizens, Judge Doyle and commissioners, we just can't keep up with the taxes the way that they're going up. And by keeping the rate where it is, it makes it very difficult for us. Now, one thing I want to suggest to the Commissioner's Court is I appreciate the fact that Judge Doyle and Commissioner Nowak proposed the idea of a budget office to be able to focus on budget issues year-round. That is very important. But what that does is it removes a lot of the functions from the county auditor's office. The county auditor's budget is at least $347,000 focusing on budget issues. You've set aside $300,000 for a budget office, and I would request that you go back then and revise the county auditor's budget and eliminate that $347,000 so that in the process of creating a budget office, you give the taxpayers a break. Thank you for your time.
JD, do we get to have conversation back and forth, or are we just here to listen?
It's a public hearing.
So, Mr. Yalik, a couple of things. One, I've spoken with the auditor, and the auditor is more than happy to not only have the budgetary functions that can be moved from her office, but salaries, benefits, expenses associated with those. It's difficult for us at this point in time to pull out those resources because we don't have a budget office established. And I know that I'm in no rush to hire just anyone for that position. And I know some have said it's a waste of money. I think that it's a waste of money not to have this position in place because without somebody focused on that effort continually, we just haven't been able to do the job of really getting in there and looking at line by line, looking for areas in which we can identify opportunities and efficiencies, and I believe the right person will. So with that being said, it'd be hard to strip those duties away from her office now and have no one to perform them. My expectation is once we have an office established and we know what the cost of that office is going to be, and we can identify the functions that are no longer needed in the auditor's office, that we will indeed go back and say, you know, it's overstated by 100,000 or 200 or 500, whatever that number is. I don't think there's any argument from the court to
I think it'd be
move those
to
dollars.
Do it. Yeah.
It's just hard to do it at this moment. It might take us 6 months. It may take us a year to find the right person for that job. And so if we pulled that money out today, then she wouldn't be able to perform the budgetary functions between now and the time that we get that office established. Make sense?
May I briefly, briefly respond? It does make sense, Commissioner Nowak, and I think you actually raise a good point. And I think I've actually heard Judge Doyle talk a little bit about that as well, about the need to transition. I mean, one thing that we saw in today's commissioner's court, and I really do compliment all five of you on, is the way that you are showing that you're doing a transition for the law enforcement departments where you're buying those COBAN systems that are really for the next budget year, but you're sort of borrowing out of the contingency fund. The problem then, quite frankly, is that what you did, at least in the budget workshops tentatively, was that you set aside the money that you're saving from the MCAD budget. And I think Judge Doyle had mentioned taking that $53,000 from that one employee and putting it into the new budget office. What I would then request that you do is to not set aside those funds for the budget office, but instead simply do exactly what you're saying, which is to look at the functions of Ms. Martin's office. And by the way, I want to be clear. I have never been critical of the actual budget work that Ms. Martin does. I may not agree always with the politics behind it, but, I mean, she is an extraordinarily competent chief budget officer in this county. That's not the issue. But if what you're doing is you're going to do exactly as you said, you're going to transition, then I would prefer that what you do is you not set aside money for a budget office at all, but then you look at, okay, if we're going to move this function to an independent office, just do it then by a budget amendment at some point.
Understand. The second thing I want to comment on is I believe that this court in a one year's time has really accomplished quite a bit, and we've done it maybe not in the most admirable way. There's been times when we don't agree. It's gotten ugly. It's been public. But through all of that, in 1 year's time, this court has lowered the tax rate a full penny. We've adopted a 20% homestead exemption, and we lowered our budget by $19.3 million. I would challenge anybody to bring me another governmental entity in this county, in this state, that has done the same thing. I think we are on the right track. Are we exactly where we need to be? No, we can always do better. And I think this court has a commitment. I think we have an engaged electorate, and we're happy for that. And I'm not trying to speak for the whole court. I'm just saying I think we are moving down the right path. And the thing that is interesting from my vantage point is I talk with a lot of different citizens who everybody will tell me we've got to cut the budget, taxes are too high, we've got to make all these changes. But what's interesting is those same people will tell me, well, you can't cut the library, you can't cut the animal shelter. What about the children? Law enforcement has to grow. We need new roads. There has to be a give and take, and for us to be able to continue to manage the growth, we are going to have to, you know, some services are going to be changed or cut and reduced. Others are going to be augmented. And I'm extremely proud of the fact that we went through this process. Almost every department head and elected official brought some sort of reduction to their budget. I would have liked to have seen more in some cases, but most people brought something, and we reallocated county resources where they're most needed, and that is to law enforcement. I mean, we have seen incredible growth in the Sheriff's Department under Rand's leadership and with the constables' offices, and those are all things that I'm proud of. So I just wanted to get that out publicly.
The only thing I'd like to say, if you don't mind, Judge, is just simply I want to respond to your comment about ugliness. I've never been critical, and I hope that people are not
critical.
Wasn't
directed
no,
to
no, no.
you.
I've never been critical of the fact that you have discussions and even sharp disagreements in the commissioner's court, because that is part of what deliberation is. What I have been critical of in the past is where there's not discussion. And so, you know, I've heard some what might be labeled as acrimony between Judge Doyle and Commissioner Nowak, but the reality is that's just part of discussion. And as long as it doesn't become personal, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's actually very positive.
Commissioners, any other comments? I would add to and echo what Commissioner Nowak stated. You know, the fact that we've been able to cut the budget by a penny, we've given a homestead exemption, we've provided more funding for law enforcement, and we've been able to do some really great things. We achieved a AAA credit rating over this last year. A lot of great things in the last year's time in a county that's labeled the seventh fastest growing county in the nation for counties our size. And the problem I see is we work really hard, and this court I think has done a great job to try to rein in spending and try to manage the budget the best we can. What we're giving in a 20% homestead exemption, you will never see in your pocket, because there are other entities that are raising their budgets this year. And so it's real frustrating at a time when we're 1/6 of your tax bill, 16% of your tax bill. We could cut our budget in half, and it would barely affect your overall tax bill. We get criticized pretty heavily, and we've done a great job, I think, in making sure that this county is operating as smoothly and as efficiently as possible. Made some great strides. I would hope that other entities would follow that lead and try to give the taxpayers some relief. So,
Judge, I just need to make one clarification. The district judges set the auditor's budget, not commissioner's court, so that's an issue we would need to bring up with the district judges, but I feel confident that they would agree if there are services that have been performed in the auditor's office that will no longer be performed there, that those dollars would be shifted to the appropriate office that would be handling
them. It wasn't the intention to double dip or spend both those monies. It was to make it a seamless effort. Whenever it comes time and we get that budget in place, the money's left over in the auditor's budget will be returned to the, you know, at the end of the year.
And Commissioner Nowak, to your comment, I have brought this issue to the attention of the district judges, and my understanding from Mr. Jensen is that I think they're going to set a public hearing sometime this month.
Okay, good. So that would be probably the most appropriate place to address it at this time.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Commissioner Henderson? You constable last week, so... got demoted.
You want to run the?
I don't know why. I'm private citizen today.
Want to be on the shelter board?
I thought about turning the libraries over to you. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm standing here today. I appreciate the thought put into the budget office. I think it's a good idea. Ms. Martin and I have worked very well together for many years, and I appreciate what she's done. But we have such a limited time frame when it's like budget insanity season in the spring, when we have to put our budgets together so quickly, and then there's the long waiting period for the auditors recommended to come out, and then an even longer period before we start discussing personnel positions. I just think that with us moving to zero-based budgeting internally, you know, I haven't mandated that we do that. It's something that we're doing internally. We're going to be budgeting every day. So if we had that budgeting point of contact as we move through the fiscal year, yep, I think that's a boon for our agency. Now, I am blessed to have a degreed accountant on staff. Carol Thompson does yeoman's work, and I'm very, very proud of what she and Phyllis have accomplished together for our agency. So that being said, if y'all try to take her for the budget office position, you will not get Christmas cards. I promise you that.
I think she applied yesterday.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
You listening, Carol?
But the way that Phyllis's office and Carol's office work together, along with the treasurer's office for payroll, it's worked really well. So I don't think we have a problem. I just think we can do better.
Agreed.
And I think doing better would be a budget office. I guess they would still be under your auspices. No, it wouldn't. No. It would be completely separate.
We would still be responsible for the revenue.
Okay.
But it would be responsible for expenditure.
Okay.
And I think that would hold true for every department, Sheriff. Because there's a lot of times when we make a decision on this court about whether a department needs more employees or doesn't, we really don't have that much information. Where a budget office could have someone that could spend some time in those offices, we could get input from those department heads so we can make better decisions on the budgets that we approve.
Absolutely. And I know how much of a drain we are on her office. Even though we do a lot internally, it's still, I got to contact the auditor, and y'all talk probably half a dozen times a day, every day. So that's just the nature of the beast, and that takes away from her other responsibilities. I get
right.
it.
Right.
So anyway, that's it. I just want to show my support for the budget office.
Thank you, Sheriff. Right, I appreciate it.
Okay. Anyone else that would like to address court? All right. Commissioners, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn our public hearing.
We need to make the statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. We need to set a time and date for the second public hearing and a time and date for a vote on the proposed tax rate. We have a public hearing preliminarily set for our next Commissioner's Court, is that right? August 22nd, immediately following Commissioner's Court? Okay, let's set it at immediately following Commissioner's Court, sometime after 9:35. And then a date to vote on the proposed tax rate, that will be September 5th, immediately after court. Would that be something we would do on our court agenda, or would that we do that separately? Okay, we'll just put it on the September 5th court agenda then. Okay. Need a motion for those dates?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, now we'll entertain a motion to adjourn our public hearing.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. We are adjourned.